Working Cows Podcast, episode 109.
Welcome to the podcast that gives producers a platform to discuss and share paradigm-challenging practices. Practices that have increased the effectiveness of their operation and the joy that their families have received from this lifestyle.
Today's episode is brought to you by Beefmaster Breeders United. If you want to check out more information about incorporating Beefmasters into your herd, check out beefmasters.org. Howdy everybody, it's Clay Connery, host of the Working Cows Podcast, powered by the Global Ag Network, coming to you on International Podcasting Day. And we are here on September 30th, 2019, celebrating the launch of a new podcast with Jason Meadows. He is a pharmacist and a third generation rancher from Missouri, and he is launching his new podcast today, dealing with mental health issues in the world of agriculture. And the name of his podcast is Ag State of Mind. So congratulations, Jason. Thanks for joining me today on the Working Cows Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Clay. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on here and have a conversation with you.
So you have jumped into the world of podcasting as of today, officially launching your podcast. Really excited for you in that regard. What is the podcast about, and why did you start it?
Yeah, well, the name of the podcast is Ag State of Mind. And what it is it's kind of my vision for breaking the stigma of the mental health crisis in agriculture. I, by trade and by training, I am a pharmacist. So I am a healthcare professional, but I also am a cow-calf producer. And I've been wanting to somehow, ever since I graduated school, I've been out of school for 10 years, I've been wanting to combine the two in some way. And I, over the last couple of years, I've really kind of dove into the world of podcasting, and never thought I would have one of my own, but I really enjoy listening to them. You know, my favorite form of media. And one day I was searching through podcast catalogs and iTunes, it must have been, and I was looking for a podcast regarding focusing on mental health and agriculture. And, you know, I was finding stuff, I was finding episodes, but I wasn't really finding anything that was just totally focused on that. And, you know, I kind of got a little frustrated with it. And then it just kind of hit me, why wouldn't I just start my own? You know, if somebody isn't doing something for you, I mean, what better way to do it than just do it yourself?
Sure.
So I reached out to several people, and that led to several other people. And here we are today. And it's the funny thing about it, Clay, is I thought I would have trouble finding people to talk to, finding people who are, and here I am just launching this podcast. And I already feel overwhelmed with people who are wanting to talk about this, you know. And I think I'm hitting this at just the right time, just when, you know, there's some real heavy stuff that we've talked, you and I have talked about this before, that's going to come down the pipe here in a few, in the next couple of years. And there's going to be some people really, really struggling, you know, and I want to be a resource for those people. I want to be a place where they can come talk about that, and let them know that they're not alone, that this is something that is unfortunately common. You know, I think the statistics say somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% of all Americans struggle with some sort of anxiety or depression, but those are just the people we know about, and those are the people who did actually talk about it. So I think once we get this thing going, we're going to find out that it's going to be a lot higher, that there's going to be a lot more people want to talk about this stuff.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. No, and I couldn't agree more. I think that the the future of agriculture is bright. I think that there's a lot of hope and a lot of potential for improvement and more profitability in the industry. But I also think that there are people who are still operating in a paradigm where they're highly leveraged, and that can lead to some serious issues with their solvency and being able to, and then if those things go away, just the feeling of failure. And, you know, one of the greatest things I ever heard said at a ranching conference was, if you have lost the ranch or if you've lost the farm, you haven't lost the legacy. And the legacy is he put up a picture of a beautiful barn and he said, this is your farm. Then he put up a picture of his family and he said, this is your legacy. If you've lost the farm, you haven't lost the legacy. You still got the stuff that matters most, and keeping it all in perspective is an important part of it. But there's things that worry me a little bit, you know, or a lot about sure. about the future. Yeah. And so I hope that podcasts like yours can get out ahead of those issues and start the conversation in a healthy way. That gives people a place where they can go and find a network of people who are dealing with same issues, but have found a way to do it without feeling overwhelmed by those issues.
I spoke to a man by the name of Dr. Val Farmer. He was actually the first person I talked to for the podcast, and kind of have been looking to as a mentor over the last several months. And we talked about... He wrote about one time loving the farm too much, or loving the ranch too much, loving the lifestyle, but at the expense of our family. And, you know, I think a lot of us find ourselves in that capacity where we are sacrificing our home life, sacrificing our family, sacrificing the well-being, the unity of our family for the sake of a farming or ranching operation. And I know I was guilty of that at one point. You know, but after seeing things in a little bit different perspective, I can tell you that I changed the way I do things, and I wasn't so much worried about what the neighbors thought about my place or what the neighbors thought about my cow. I was worried about my family being happy. And that's what was most important.
So what is your background? You said you're a pharmacist. Did you grow up on around agriculture? Did you grow up on a ranch or farm or anything like that?
Yes, definitely. I'm actually third generation cow-calf. We are located in South Central Missouri. My dad owned a sale barn in Cuba, Missouri he ran it for IPLA, who was based out of Peoria, Illinois for a number of years. And then they went out of business and my dad bought the business from them. So my dad ran the livestock auction for over 20 years. I can't tell you the exact number because most of those years were before I was alive. But yes, and then he had a cow-calf operation at one time. We were up above 1,000 head. It's nowhere near that now. But, you know, we all grew up around it. My dad actually raised quarter horses as well, pleasure horses for a while. And so, yeah, it's agriculture has been a big part of me growing up. And it's also still a big part of what I do.
Sure. And so you've had a front row seat probably in two ways to see how the ag state of mind is, both growing up in it yourself, but then also from the perspective of a pharmacist. You have seen people who are dealing with mental health issues, who are attempting to deal with those mental health issues through getting some things balanced out in their chemistry. And so could you talk a little bit about how you are trying to serve that person with your podcast?
I grow up, you know, I'm still around a lot of rural people, and I see people who come in here and they don't want to talk about these things because they think they're embarrassing. They think, I was talking to a gentleman the other day where his mother discourages him. You know, he's living on a family farm and his mother discourages him from talking about these sort of things. And I want to make that normal. I want us to talk about mental health as freely as we talk about, you know, somebody with high blood pressure. And I want to get out in front of it because I don't want people to keep this built up inside and it become a problem, because it's something we can get out in front of. It is something that is preventable. Even, you know, whether there's a chemistry element to it or not, a chemical element to it or not. I want people to realize that if they can get in here and we can talk about things and we can make it normal, you know, then suicide is off of the table. You know, I think what a lot of people, when they think about mental health, think about behavioral health, they think people are on the verge of committing suicide. And it's really like, you know, it's really like anything else. You know, somebody who just now has high blood pressure, they're not right now, you know, just now developing high blood pressure, they're not right now of having a heart attack or a stroke. And it's the same way with mental health. People are having that few problems here and there. They aren't on the verge of suicide. It's the people who let that stuff build up and let those things compile and keep it inside, and those things go untreated. Then those are the people who are having a problem, and oftentimes it's too late. So I don't want it to ever be too late for someone. I want them to be able to talk about it as early as possible and not have to put themselves and their family through the issues that so many others have suffered. Mm.
Good stuff. And so how specifically are you seeking to serve people with your podcast are you seeking to feature experts and mental health professionals? Are you seeking to feature farmers and ranchers who've dealt with these issues before? How are you going to serve those people with your podcast?
It's going to be both. I'm going to have both professionals. In fact, Val Farmer is a licensed clinical psychologist. He's one of my first guests who actually came about during the ag crisis of the 80s, the farm crisis of the 80s. That's when a lot of his work was started. I'm going to speak with people who are people such as Mary Jo Ehrman, who is dealing with things, attacking things from a new financial perspective. And then I'm also going to speak with real life producers. I have three or four people here just in Missouri who are suffering with anxiety and depression, or have suffered and are on the path to recovery, and I want to talk about their journey with them. So I'm going to talk to pretty much anyone who wants to talk to me, all things mental health and ag related.
Jason, just a quick break. We're going to hear a testimony from a producer of Beefmaster Cattle, and we're going to talk to Amy about how she goes about selecting cattle for her herd.
I look for the cow that's going to do the best job in my pasture. Beefmaster is always my first choice because of their six essentials, the longevity, they breed easily, the fertility, the calf they raise, they're conformationally sound, and they're super easy to get along with. Their disposition is second to none. I just feel the maternal attributes of the Beefmaster and Beefmaster influenced female brings to the pasture is undeniable. She'll consistently and routinely produce a calf that will outweigh and outperform most of the competition. So when the bottom line depends on performance, breeding Beefmaster is always my first choice.
Appreciate that. Can you talk a little bit about some of the partnerships that Beefmasters has undertaken recently?
Absolutely. BBU has probably one of the coolest opportunities presented to them, being able to work with Texas A&M University, one of the leading agriculture universities in the world. last couple of years, they have decided to incorporate Beefmasters into their university herd.
And what do you think is the goal? Why are they bringing in the Beefmasters?
Their primary focus is maternally oriented. So they're looking for performance animals, solid red cattle, you know, a cow that's going to be functional.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
Absolutely. We're excited about it.
So if you want to learn more about incorporating Beefmasters into your herd, check out beefmasters.org.
Very cool. We're here today featuring Jason Meadows and his new podcast that's launching today, September 30th, on Ag State of Mind. And I guess what I want to do is produce an evergreen episode as much as possible. I try to produce episodes that people can tune into anytime and benefit from them. It's not a daily news roundup. There's a place for that. Ag News Daily is providing a great service there, and I appreciate that. But my niche or my goal is to provide evergreen episodes and topics. So do you have a process that you encourage people who are struggling with mental health issues to go through or to start to think about moving towards a process that can help with processing the issues that they're facing?
Sure. I mean, the first step obviously is to talk to somebody. You know, the best person, you know, I think to talk to is a spouse or a close family member first. And if it's something that they cannot handle or something that needs a little bit more in depth, you know, the next step I think is to go to a pastor or clergyman of some sort. And, you know, if that is not what it is, you know, go to see a licensed therapist, go to see a licensed counselor. And there's so much that can be done before you have to show up at my door with a script for an antidepressant. You know, I think in this culture, in this culture of, you know, easy fixes and, you know, Band-Aids, that, you know, we just want to have something to mask our problems right away and then not deal with them anymore. And, you know, I want, you know, obviously I make my living off of providing people medications, but I want people to know that is not the first line option. It's the first line option is to just talk about these problems. And if you don't talk about them, then that's when they get suppressed. And that's when problems can happen.
And I would venture to guess that you would say that even prescriptions are not a permanent solution, that they are, you know, something to bridge to get you over a difficult patch and then hopefully modify some behavior and some thinking patterns that can get off of those things eventually. Is that accurate?
It is to an extent. There are people who will need to be on some of these medications for the rest of their lives because there is a brain chemistry element there where their bodies are not producing, for example, some of the most commonly prescribed medications for anxiety or depression are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. They're your Prozacs, your Zolofts of the world, Paxils. They're, you know, some of the most commonly prescribed. I wish I had it in front of me. I don't, to see, you know, as far as a class of drugs, but I would have to say just from personal experiences coming through my door, you know, some of the most prescribed drugs, medications in the country. And I think with proper management, we can cut that down to, I don't know an actual number, but we could definitely curtail the use of these medications drastically through you know, the actual practice guidelines state that cognitive behavioral therapy is the first line option in treating anxiety and depression, but sadly it's not often utilized because We are in this quick fix for something. So I think it's more about getting out in front of it, because once you get on these medications, it's incredibly hard to get off of them. So I don't want people to have to feel that medications are the only answer. There are people whose brain chemistry requires them to be on them, but some people who could just work through the problems on their own, with somebody else to keep it from getting to the point of needing medication.
Sure. And would you say that those people who are going to require them long term or for the rest of their lives could get to a place with other management techniques where maybe they don't need as much or as often?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's obviously there are exceptions to every rule. Right. There are people who have to be on these medications. But yeah, I think there's definitely, because I see a lot of people coming and going off on and off different medications. And, I wonder what's going on there. I wonder, are they just, is there something that could be fixed non-pharmacologically, through conversation or through just through interaction with them, other than just trying to shift around their medications all the time.
Sure. Yeah. Well, obviously, you are a professional, but I would say people should consult their own.
Yes, I want to say that.
We're not here to necessarily.
I'm not a mental health professional for sure. Right. It is something that I have a keen interest in, and I am qualified to speak about it in from a certain perspective. But I, obviously, serious. Anything more than just talking, you need to consult either a physician or a licensed therapist.
Sure, absolutely. So, could you talk about some of the guests that you have already recorded episodes with, and how many episodes are you releasing today?
I'm releasing two today. I'm not exactly sure the order which one is one and two, but the first is with Dr. Val Farmer, clinical psychologist who worked. He was actually featured on, Ag Day for a number of years before he retired. And I'm actually very fortunate because Val lives about an hour down the road from me. I came to him through my other first guest, Mary Jo Ehrman. She is the one who actually suggested I talk to Val. And I know you have had Mary Jo on your show a couple of times, and, as well as I am, she is just a wealth of information and just such a great advocate to her mission. She stated in one of her podcast episodes that her mission was to save the ag community. And I think that's what we're all trying to do here. We're all coming at it from different perspectives. She's coming at it from a financial. You're coming at it from a management standpoint. I'm coming at it from a healthcare standpoint. But we, even though we're doing it differently, we are all doing the same thing. So my first two are Dr. Val Farmer and Mary Jo Ehrman, who is the author of the book Farming Without the Bank. And I'm actually recording another episode as we speak with a lady by the name of Carrie Cortell, who is actually a neighbor of mine, but she is a motivational speaker. She is overcoming disabilities of her own to run a ranch, run a cow-calf operation with she kind of takes on the full-time daily duties of that. She partners with her husband, but her husband has a town job kind of like I do. And, she's just really, I think when somebody has a problem, they can go a problem like she had a devastating car accident, and people can go one of two ways. They can go the way of downhill where, I want to be careful how I say this, but, where they are a victim. and they steep down into depression, and they live their life without purpose. Or you can go the other way, which is to be a motivator and to overcome your problems. And Carrie is definitely the latter, and I'm very excited to have a conversation with her coming up very soon.
Very good. Sounds like a really good start. Mary Jo Erman as a guest one or two is not a bad place to start. She was
I agree.
She was guest number one of the Working Cows podcast. So yep. So that was a blessing to me to just, you know, I was part of the group that brought her in to speak, and she was speaking right around the time I was launching my podcast. So I just reached out to her, said, "Hey, you want to record an episode?" So she came and sat down in my office, and we did an episode. And yeah, it was a good place to start. She's really good and really an asset in the ranching industry and community, farming industry and community, and is, I think, doing her best to serve a lot of people with some information that maybe challenges their paradigm from that perspective.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, yeah.
I guess this is the Working Cows podcast. We're talking about challenging paradigms. What mental health paradigms are you hoping to challenge with your podcast?
Well, I want it to be, like I said, I want it to be something that's a part of normal conversation. And I share this goal with pretty much anybody I talk to. And, you know, I want people to imagine a coffee shop where there's a bunch of farmers sitting around talking, and they're talking about the normal things, you know, price of calves, county fair, kids' ball games. And, you know, I want people to be able to talk about those same farmers, those same producers, to be able to talk about this in the same tone, in the same dialogue that they're speaking about all their other normal conversation. So, you know, that's where I want to go with this. And it's amazing to me, Clay, the number of people who, just even people who are around town I'm talking to about this, who've seen that I'm starting this podcast, that are being, giving me so much positive feedback, and, you know, telling me how much this is needed. And if I'm going to be honest with you, I'm doing it too, because I get to talk to a bunch of cool people. I mean, which is kind of like every, you know, like really the reason anybody, you know, starts a podcast, because they love to talk and they love to talk to new people. And, you know, that's really exciting for me to get to. I actually made a connection with some a grass-based dairy, some folks that own a grass-based dairy over in Ireland, just through connections. You know, you talk to one person, you talk to another person, you know, that sort of mining effect. And really cool. And I mean, this is just in the first couple of months, so I can't imagine where I'm going to be in a year from now. I'm really excited.
Yeah, my list of guest recommendations is pages long at this point, and I'm really sorry for not getting through those faster, but yeah, it's like every time I talk to somebody, then they mention somebody else, and I'm like, oh, I'm like a cat with a laser. I'm like, oh, I should talk to that person. And so I reach out to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'll talk to you. And so I get pulled away from my list of recommendations I should be working through, because they're really solid recommendations as well. So,
but that's a good problem to have, especially, you know, doing the kind of work you're doing, as far as, you know, trying to challenge the paradigm of the old ways that we're you know, that we're trying to do things. I mean, people need it, you know, people need to change their idea just because dad did it this way, that we need to do it that way. I know you were instrumental in a lot of changes that I'm trying to make, and a lot of things I'm paying more attention to on our operations. So, you know, you're doing good work.
Well, it's just an ability to ask questions, and most of that springs from my desire to know, because I'm learning along with people. I told somebody the other day, and I've said this before, you know, the Working Cows podcast has been the most affordable continuing education I have ever been a part of. So,
and that's what I was going to say that to you as well. I mean, you know, obviously we all should probably, if we're going to be in the ranching industry, we should all probably go to a ranching for profit school. But your podcast has kind of given me a free introduction into the kind of material that I would see at a ranching for profit school, especially you know, your conversations with people like Burke Tykert and Dallas Mount. I mean, how cool is that to just have that in your ear anytime you want it. You know,
yeah,
it's really cool to have.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I've really enjoyed the opportunities that it's presented, and yes, but we're here to talk about the egg state of mind today, and
sure. Yeah.
we need to make sure that everybody knows where to find it. Where should we send people to find the Egg State of Mind podcast?
Well, it's going to be on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. It will also be on my website, agstateofmind.health.blog. That's the website for now, where I'll have my feed. That site address will probably change with time, but for now, that's where it's going to be.
Sounds good. There will be links to all of that in the show notes page for today, which will be 109, workingcows.net/109 is the show notes page for today. So that people can go there and check that out. Anything else that you wanted to get out there as you launch this podcast? Any other things, nuggets that we have not mined or questions I failed to ask?
No failed questions. Just only thing is I just want people to know that it is okay to talk about this stuff, that even tough guys have problems and gals have tough times with mental health, with their feelings, you know, and it's time we talk about it. It's time, you know, there was that article, or the study in the CDC where it says farmers are twice as likely as the normal population to commit suicide. And we have to address that. That is so important for us to address, because no family deserves to go through something like that.
No.
And I just want to do my part in making sure that, you know, no family goes without a father, a mother, brother, sister.
Right.
Husband or wife.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Really appreciate your heart and your desire here. Definitely something that's needed. Definitely something that deserves to be supported with some downloads, and we'll send some traffic your way, hopefully, on this your launch day. One thing I want to say as we move towards wrapping up, I'm not going to share his name right now because I haven't gotten him on the podcast, and I don't know how he feels about that. But I got a guest for you someday, and I'll send his contact information your way when I've finally reached out to him. He's been on my list for quite a while, but he's the same guy who said, you know, if you lost the farm, you haven't lost the legacy. But he pointed out, and he made the point during his talk that, you know, his grandpa saw a 1,000x increase in the land base value, and his dad saw a 10x, I think it was, increase in the land base value. And, you know, I can't predict the future. I don't think that's going to happen again. But the problem is that a lot of people are financing their operation and ranching or farming as though it is going to happen again. And when the bank comes knocking on the door, and you haven't got your ducks in a row mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, that can be a hard knock to hear at the door. And I think your podcast is coming online at the right time, because I think in the next 10 years, there's probably going to be a lot more of those knocks than there have been in the last 30. And I really appreciate your work in serving that niche.
Well, I really appreciate you being gracious with your time, Clay, and having me on this podcast. You know, it's funny to me how things can move. I when I found this, I looked at you as a mentor, and you know, you're one of the reasons I started this podcast even before we even got to know one another. So I appreciate everything you've done, and you know, you have been an important influence on me. So I appreciate that.
Well, I will say this: all glory to God. He is the only one who deserves the praise in any of this, and I'm just trying to keep my nose above water in a lot of regards, and make sure that I put out episodes fairly regularly and ask questions that don't prove I'm a total fool. So you know, it's been, yeah, it's I'm only doing this as long as as long as God says this is something you should continue to do. And I just hope to continue to serve people with it. So thank you for your time today.
Yes, absolutely.
Really excited for that podcast and excited for Jason and excited to see where that podcast goes. And if you want to check out the show notes page for today, workingcows.net/109, there will be links to Jason's episodes and his blog and stuff you can check out there about how you can get subscribed and tune in regularly for the new episodes that Jason will be producing. Coming up next on the podcast, we will have Mary Jo Ehrman. We're going to talk to her about common objections she hears for not starting with farming without the bank, not starting with the infinite banking concept. But we're also going to talk about her new podcast. So it's all new podcasts all the time here on the Working Cows podcast. And I encourage you to tune in for a new episode very soon on the Working Cows podcast.
We invite you to visit workingcows.net to subscribe to the show via iTunes or Stitcher. You'll also find detailed show notes pages, resources from our guests, and the industry leaders who have influenced them. For more ideas on putting your cows to work for you in a more profitable way, tune in next week.